Delta County Clerk Ann Edden's office mailed out more than 13,000 ballots last week. By early this week, they'd already received more than 2,000 completed ballots back. Edden says that Republican registration is up among the county's 21,000 registered voters.
Approximately 10,000 Republicans, 6,400 or so unaffiliated, 200 and something Democrats. And I think this is the first time since I've been here that I've seen 10,000 registered Republicans.
More than 60% of Delta County's voters have requested a mail-in ballot. Edden says that pace is ahead of voting 4 years ago.
In 2010, we had 500 people, 501 or something, that voted the entire 2 weeks. So it averaged out about 50 a day. So we're ahead of that. We don't know if it'll keep up all the way through.
Recently, State House Democrats have criticized Secretary of State Scott Gessler for overstepping his authority with county clerks. But Edden says it's the state legislature's influence that she finds cumbersome.
We follow anywhere from 70 to 80 pieces of legislation that affect our office every year. So there's always changes, keeping current on the new laws. And sometimes you don't particularly like the laws the legislature does.
The last day to request a mail-in ballot be sent to you is Tuesday, October 30th. The last day to get a mail-in ballot in person is Friday, November 2nd. The polls are open on Tuesday, November 6th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you didn't mail your ballot in, you can deliver it to the courthouse, to the annex, or any polling place before 7 p.m. Results will be posted that evening on the county website. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derland.